Close your eyes and enter my realm. I will tell you not only what will be, but also who you are. With each of us, you will find bliss and suffering. The two will blend and blur and become all that you are. As your denial grows, so will your need. You are meant to feel the pleasure and agonies of frustration, desperation, and denial. Not only of the physical, but also something much deeper. You are meant for this and cannot escape it. Even as you try to flee, you will find the feelings growing deeper and becoming more and more a part of who you are. Running from your fate will only result in you meeting it. Your body is meant to be restrained. That cannot be changed. Your mind is meant to be tortured. That cannot be changed. You were made for this, and it is eventually all that you will know. And like us, you too are endless. The symbol of your fate is the cage you will wear on your cock, locked away and forever trapped. A lock which has no key, a cage which permits no relief, a life which is filled with beauty, wonder, desire, love, and affection that will remain just out of reach. Your destiny is not just denial, but suffering. And to suffer, you must see what you cannot have. You must feel all of your desires and see them before you. You must watch, yearn, long for them. And we, the Endless, are here to guide you for all of time. Just as your destiny is to suffer, ours is to ensure that your destiny is fulfilled.
I am Dream, the keeper of hope. Together, we will find the things that make your existence bearable. I am the voice that tells you to seek all that you desire. I encourage you to open your heart and feel all the things that give you life. You will love me and hate me. Your hope is the source of your greatest joy and your greatest pain. And like all the Endless, you can't avoid me. In the end, I am what makes you most vulnerable. What lets you believe. To believe that each time you feel, you crave, you lust, and you love, that perhaps this time, those things are really meant for you. I give you your dreams and your nightmares. I lead you into a world of promise. I am your vulnerability. I am your weakness. But I am also your strength because I am that which allows you to carry on. I come to you in your sleep at a time when you cannot be other than you truly are, and I show you the things you want. I allow you to be free. You see a world where you no longer suffer, and where you once again feel the pleasures you are denied. You touch women you desire. You feel their love for you. You feel the pleasures of their touch. In my world, you are free to play, to touch, to frolic, and to fuck. Your mind will feel it all, even though your body does not. And when you wake from the most magical of dreams, you will realize that the waking world is your nightmare. Even as you wander that world, filled with physical things and the rules that dreams have no need for, I will walk with you as a splinter in your mind, reminding you of all the things you want so desperately to feel that you can't and never will. And each night you will desperately want to enter my realm, even knowing it's not real. Even knowing that when you wake, it will only deepen your frustration and misery. But for a brief time, you will believe that you are free. But the price of that freedom is having that dream shattered every morning as your eyes open and you realize none of it is real. I free you in your dreams to torture you in your reality. In your dreams, you learn of a woman who can unlock you, who can free you, if she truly falls in love with you just as you love her. But dreams are dangerous things. They mix the real with the imaginary and make them impossible to separate. Dreams and hope give you something to chase after. But beware. I am Dream, and I don't always tell the truth.
I am Desire. I am that feeling that overwhelms you. I am beyond thought or judgment. I am every beautiful woman you want, and every imaginable thing you want to do to her, or that you want her to do. I am everything you so desperately need. I am every pleasure you can imagine. And who knows, if you're good, I might even invent a few new ones for you. I exist for one and only one purpose: to deepen your cravings for things in the earthly world. My power is not really creation, but amplification. I'm lust, obsession, crushes, and even love. Love. The most insidious torture of all. When you see a woman you desire, I feel it too, enter your mind. I force you to focus on each and every feature of her. I make it impossible to let go. I keep you thinking about her smile, her laugh, her face, her body, her hair, that look she just gave you, lodging it in your mind and making you wonder, what did it mean? Might there be a chance? Maybe she's the one who can unlock me and give me the pleasure I so desperately need. I create and nurture that fantasy. I am the feeling that keeps you up late at night, twisting, turning in bed, your caged cock twitching and aching. I make you strain and get hard in your chastity as you feel yourself want her, need her. I'm that feeling that will make you do anything for her when you're in my grasp. You can't think about anything else. You wouldn't want to. How she looks, speaks, smells, I will make her your whole world. And once I do, you will find nothing else matters. It will become a part of you, and you'll feel it forever, burning inside you. The next desire you feel will replace it. No. It will only add to it. It will motivate you, inspire you, and eventually haunt you. I will show you all the things you want, but can never have. I never lie. But I will make you lie to yourself. I will make you think only of the moment, never of consequences or what is to come. My start is a hunger and slowly grow. Consuming you. I become the thoughts, feelings, and needs that you will use to torture your mind and your soul. I am what makes the things you can have irresistible. I am addiction. I am fantasy. I am longing. I am desire.
My twin sister, Desire, offers you passion, lust, and obsession. I am her shadow, giving you only darkness, loneliness, and isolation. Without me, you would be nothing but desire. I am the one who tells you the truth, that you can never have what your heart truly desires. I am your cold, harsh, cruel reality. When I look into your eyes, you see a fate you cannot escape. You are trapped and lost, and ultimately alone. You will never feel the pleasure of your dreams or your desires. Because I am here to prevent that and give you a life that you are destined to live. We won't meet often, but when we do, it will be at the darkest moments. I will make you feel the cage around your cock and make you realize it is also a cage around your heart, forever separated from what you need. You may think I am here to take from you, but nothing could be farther from the truth. I am here to make sure you feel every bit of the frustration, desperation, and denial you are destined to feel. I am here to make your cock throb and ache in its cage, straining to break free, but also to remind you that it will never be free. I am here to fill your heart with need and love and desire and obsession, but also to break it when you are at the very limits of what you can handle. Your despair is both a torment and a mercy. It delivers unbearable pain, but also shields you from your hope. My sister Dream may be the most cruel of us all. I am that which takes away the joy of hope, but along with it the pain created by dreams unfulfilled. I am a place you can go to forget, just for a moment, that you have needs and desires of your own. I am hopelessness. I am despair. Without me, you would be forever lost. I bring you back to the world with the stark realization that this will never end and that there is no escape. Unlike my sister Desire, who is always with you, I only come when I am summoned. When you feel the depths of misery and see no way out, when your mind is tortured almost to the point beyond repair, I give you the gift of acceptance, the knowledge that nothing will change and nothing can be done. I am, among other things, destiny's messenger. I tell you only the truth, that your suffering is unending, that you cannot escape, that all that you desire and feel and chase after will always elude you. For a time, you will find peace in that, and it will allow you to feel everything more deeply, without expectation, without a past and without a future, without hope. I show you the true meaning of denial, the purity of your purpose, the essence of what you are and why you exist. I take your hope and then I disappear, waiting to be summoned again. And when I leave, you are truly alone.
I am delirium, your waking dream, and not. The swirl of light you see before the darkness. I am the one who draws you to the darkness. To make it bearable, pleasurable, alluring. I make you chase the darkness, the quiet and the noise, all of it. Twisting and twirling, I am the flowers and the dirt below them. One exploding into an array of colors, the other into a cloud of murkiness, so thick you can no longer see. I keep you safe by keeping you from yourself. I am the most real and the most unreal. I bring to you all the pleasures that should not be pleasurable at all. I make your suffering feel good. I am delirium, and I am delight. Delight and delightful. Delirium and delirious. The joy of frustration. The thrill of desperation. The pleasure of denial. You can't help but feel me and be drawn and compelled to the deepest depths of your struggle. I am the whisper in your mind that says, make it worse. Tease me. Obey me. Take me to the heights of pleasure before dropping me like a 1,000-pound stone into the sea. Shoot me into the heavens so that I may slowly fall like a feather in the wind, buffeted by any and every breeze. I am that which makes you want to ache, to suffer, terrible, beautiful agony. The voice that whispers in your mind, please, more. I speak for you. When you become lost. And when you are found, I am the one who wants to make you feel lost all over again. I am the very seed of confusion that makes your suffering feel good. I bring pleasure to the pain. I flood your body with yeses when your mind screams no. And your body with pleasures when your mind wants to deny them. I am the best thing for you, and also the worst. I confound all that you know, feel, and believe. But without me, you would never know the joys of your inevitable suffering. I am the one you call to when your body and your mind break. I take you away and give you a moment of bliss.
I am destruction. We've never met, nor will we. I exist not in your world, but in the world of others, for others. I knew you as well as all my sisters, but my actions are not for you. They are for the others in your world that you care for, that you desire, that you love. I am that which ends things. Not for you, but for others. Your need and desire will burn just as brightly, especially as theirs grows cold and distant. But I am the one who douses their flame and takes them from your life. I crush your hopes and dreams not from within, but in the world. I find the woman you love and desire, and I watch and wait. And once your bond has grown and your connection is complete, I break it. My goal is to destroy, and in doing so to make you suffer. I have no regard for anyone. I am reckless. I am capricious. I want only to take from you what you need most, and leave you broken and destroyed. I will wait until the damage is irreparable, because I am not only destruction, I am memory and regret as well. I am what leaves you confused and wondering what went wrong. What did you do or say? If only you could take it all back and relive the moment. But there is no moment to go back to. I make sure of that. I close doors. I break hearts. I make things unfixable so they can never be repaired. I leave you with the pain of knowing each and every day you will think of them with the same need and desire you have always felt. But they will never think of you again. Or if they do, it will be with revulsion and disgust. I watch your story evolve, and when it comes to the point of realization, I make sure it never happens. I am your unhappy ending, your unhappily never after. I have no realm. I have no need for one. Like all the storms that I have created, hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis. I come from quiet and stillness to wreak havoc and lay waste. And when I am done, nothing is left untouched or unchanged. There is no order, rhyme, or reason. I bring chaos and disorder, and each and every time I leave you wrecked, broken, destroyed.
I am death. I am not what you think or imagine me to be. I am the end and the inevitable. Not for you, but for others. What destruction demolishes, I rebuild. As things end for others, I come to ease their pain. I comfort others at the end. In a way I can never do for you. As much as I would like to heal your wounds, you are not made in a way to receive my gifts. I cannot ease your pain or relieve your suffering. And because you two are endless, I cannot ever give the final release that all your human kin feel. But just as I take life from the world, I also bring it. I am not just death. I am also that which gives birth. I am the spark that creates each and every desire you feel. I give you that brief window into the joy of connection with others that will eventually be cruelly torn from your life. I am the origins of all suffering, the essence of it. I set every thought, feeling, and desire into motion. With each new journey you take, you will meet me twice. The first time, when I breathe life into your new desire, when I set all that is to come into motion, and a second time when it is done, when you see me give the comfort to others that I cannot give to you. On the last day, before it is done, I take mortal form and appear to the ones you love to ease the pain that destruction has left behind. Each time you see me, you will know. And your heart will break. And mine too will break with yours. Then, I will do what I always do. Breathe life into something new, and allow you to have a brief moment of joy, happiness, and love. And then I will watch as my sisters make you suffer. Because that is what you were made for. And when it all ends, each and every time, I am the one who will set the whole cycle back into motion. Like a snake swallowing its tail, leading you back to your fate, to your pain, to your suffering and misery, over and over again. But I, like you, cannot be anything other than who I am and what I was made to be. I am death, and I am not what you think or imagine me to be.
Now you know your fate, your destiny, who you are and what you are to become. Just as we are the endless, you are bound to us and all of humanity forever. Like your brothers and sisters, we have been selected to embody the deepest parts of humanity. You have been chosen to feel the emotional and physical torment of masochism. From this day on, you are to be the human avatar of suffering, physical, psychological, and emotional. And now, as I place this cage on your cock, you will begin to feel the suffering of the world channeled through your sexuality and desire. Unbearable sexual frustration, softened only by your dreams, your despair, and your delirium. Heightened by your desires and their destruction, and reincarnated time and again by death herself. Even knowing the pain you will face, you will be unable to stop it. Desire will see to that. Each of us have our roles to play, shaping the events and circumstances of your life and your very existence. You will find pleasure and pain, love and heartbreak, desire and denial, hope and despair. It is the very purpose of the endless, the cycle that cannot be broken. And now, as the cage surrounds your cock and locks into place, it is your purpose, too.